we need to do collectively. So I'm going to be talking to you today about both sides, what the low vibrations do and what the high vibrations do and how to help keep them there. Have you ever found yourself in a kind of despair, and I'm sure we all have, but you kind of dwell on it a little bit too much and you sink into that negativity? And if you're paying attention, you'll see little shadows flitting around the room. Have any of you ever experienced that? Okay. Those are archons. They're an entity that feeds on negative energy, and they're drawn to that like sharks to blood in the water, and they go into a feeding frenzy. They're swooping it up, but because they are negative, that helps bring us into a downward spiral until we recognize it. See them, know what's going on, and immediately snap yourself out of it. Because the only person who is responsible for your happiness is you, ultimately. And we can choose to be happy or we can choose not to. And Barbara, who was my mentor and wonderful friend, long ago I was at one of her workshops, and she said, as you walk, and we did this exercise, every 10 steps, you stop and raise your vibrations another notch. Walk another 10 steps, raise it another notch. And it's amazing because we were walking across the field and we were becoming invisible. And it was amazing. But anyway, we can disperse the negative energy. If we can't do it by ourselves, call in the archangels. I had a house when I first moved up here. I was living in Clayton, Georgia, and my friends found out I had moved to the mountains, so they were coming to visit. Every weekend I had company, whether I was there or not, and I had a health food store, and I was working nights and weekends at the hospital, so I wasn't there much, and I didn't mind people being there when I wasn't there, but it got so bad that friends were inviting friends, and people I didn't know were showing up. And one day this man showed up with three kids, and I don't know them from Adam, and then we had a blizzard, and they couldn't leave for 5 days. I ended up with a migraine from the stress, and I locked myself in my bedroom, and I said, fend for yourselves. So they went through all the firewood, the power went out, we had no heat, and I was out with a migraine, kicking through the snow, trying to find fallen branches or anything we could burn for firewood, because these were city people, and they didn't know any better. But, you know. But anyway, one of the times that someone stayed there, I came in from work, and they had gone. But I went to bed that night, and there were negative energies in the room, and I could feel spirits all around, very negative stuff. And I kind of had a panic attack, so I called in Michael, the archangel, real quick, and he came in, and I saw this blue laser cut across the room, and they were instantly gone. So we have powerful help. It's available when we need it. The Illuminati are the dark overlords that are controlling this planet, some of whom are reptilian, have influenced humanity for eons. They manipulate and control the masses through the media and other means. They want us paying taxes. Some of the taxes we pay actually goes for the infrastructure, but most of it is going to their minions, who are considered the ruling elites. They're controlling them, they're controlling us, and it's time for us to overthrow them. And one way to do that is just by being aware they're there and what they're doing. Their time is over. We're about to birth into the new earth, and there's no place for them there. But they also feed on our negative energy, and they like chaos in the world. They like war. They're going to cause divisiveness to keep us divided and fighting amongst ourselves so that they can control us. You cannot control a people who are united, who are all of one mind. They divide us through partisan politics, gender, race, ethnic group, every way you can think of, clubs, affiliations. We are not separate. We are all one, and we need to remember that. If humanity were attacked by an outside force outside this planet, immediately we would band together and we would forget our differences and we would help one another and we would remember we are all human beings living on this planet, and we need to remember that. Our military has weapons that they can use to broadcast frequencies. Our bodies are electrical. We work on frequency. That's why when we talk about higher vibrations, that's a frequency. When you get your frequency high enough, disease cannot touch you. Nothing negative can touch you. Nothing can control you. But they are broadcasting frequencies of all kinds of illnesses to make us sick. I believe this flu, this coronavirus, is biological. Our own CIA has a patent on it. They started it in China because they want to make it look like it started there from something, but personally, I don't believe it did. I think it's man-made. We can raise our vibrations. There are herbs we can use to protect ourselves. The vaccines are contaminated, most of them. My favorite way to protect from any kind of flu is if you would eat raw garlic, 2 cloves a day, every day. Mince it up, mix it in food, it protects you. You can also take oregano oil. That'll kill your acidophilus and probiotics, so you have to keep replenishing with yogurt or kefir or something. But those things can help protect you. Oregano oil has an extremely high vibration. It will kill any viruses, any harmful bacteria and pathogens, so if you only need 2 drops a day. That's another way to protect yourself. And people, even the people who do the garlic, even the garlic capsules, which are not nearly as strong as raw garlic, that can protect you from everything. Those people never get colds, flu, or anything, the ones who take it. But the world militaries have these weapons that they can broadcast, not only the disease frequencies, but they can use it in wartime or against certain populations, and it can make you feel headachy, nauseous. It can make you go to sleep. It can disrupt your body's ability to think. It can do all kinds of things. And the media, through TV and things, have a lot of subliminal messages in there. It influences our way of thinking. We all know this, and it's just, you know, world's chaotic right now. I think the best thing you can do is turn off the TV, get out in nature, and just relax. In the Ringing Cedars of Russia book, Anastasia talks about how the plants love us. There's a symbiotic relationship between humans and the plants on this planet. You can put saliva on seed and plant it, and it inoculates that with the knowledge of the RNA transmitting to the DNA all the record of everything going on in your body and your health conditions. That plant will then grow and produce the enzymes and all the things needed to heal your body. And I just think this is amazing. But also the plants shield us. If you're living in a place with trees and you show any gratitude to those trees at all, they love us. And they will shield you with an energy that will protect you from some of this broadcast frequencies. And it's like living in a little bubble of protection. And there are other things you can do. You can see a bubble around yourself. Put a shield up. And then reinforce it every day and think about that. And these things really do work. Abraham Lincoln said, "A house divided cannot stand." So it's going back to that divisiveness. Keep us divided. Keep us fighting among ourselves. Do we want to fight because someone has a different belief system, a different religion than us, until the last man left standing on the earth, who is the only one left, commits suicide because he can't stand being alone anymore? I mean, give it a break. There are 2 rules I have in my house when I have meetings there, which is pretty frequently. No discussion of religion or politics, because I have friends from all walks of life and all religions. I mean, I have friends who are everything, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, atheist, Baha'i, and all this. And one day we were at the table and 2 of them got in a really heated discussion, and I thought they were going to hit each other. So I had to lay down some ground rules here because, you know, just love one another. So when we have the meetings, we find our commonalities and our common ground, which is usually organic farming and gardening, because Alan and I both love that, and it always gets around to that. And I see a lot of road rage now. I don't remember it being like this 20 or 30 years ago. I don't think it was. What is causing all this built-up rage in people? And, you know, it's just violent. People resort to violence with the road rage. We need to remember that gentleness that people used to have, or most people had, tempered with strength and the love that's the basis of all that, and that we always look out for the best and highest good of everybody. If someone's broken down on the side of the road, you don't drive by and ignore them. You stop and help if you can. And if someone's trying to get into traffic and they're cut off, give them a little break and let them cut in. A lot of the books we deem most holy and sacred have a lot of misinformation in them. When the Bible says, turn the other cheek, but then it contradicts itself. When Christ went into the temple with a whip and a scourge, and he threw out the money lenders because they were desecrating that. We have to stand for what is right and not tolerate it. I don't believe in turning the other cheek. I believe in having compassion, yes. But we have to stand up for what is right and not allow evil to proliferate in the world, because when that takes root, it takes over. And it's time to eliminate the evil in the world and let that righteousness reign again, because we're right on the cusp of that. It's already in the ethers. It hasn't quite manifested in the 3D physical on our earth yet, but it's about to. And we've got some tedious times to go through to get there, but we will. The controllers have used religion for eons to control us and keep us in order by telling us that, you know, work really hard, work yourself to death, pay your taxes, because your reward is in heaven. And all this money you're giving to whatever, there's one denomination that does this, but I'm not going to mention any names. And they persecute their people so much and make them live in a state of guilt that they give all their money to the church, which goes to their leaders so they can live in opulence, and yet the people are starving and they're not putting the money where it needs to be. That money needs to go to the poor or those who need help, and it's not going there. And they tell them that, you know, anything you pay to the church is paying for your mansion in heaven. Well, I don't believe this. We create that by our good acts, not by our money. You can't buy your way into heaven, you know. And heaven is a state of mind, and it's a place in between lifetimes. Think about the Abraham Hicks universal laws. We attract that which we give our energy to. And when we hate something, we bring that into our awareness. And the more we hate it and the more we obsess about it, the more we become it. And that manifests in our lives. And if a person says, I am desperately poor, I just can't make it, I'm a failure at everything, guess what they're attracting into their life? More of the same. We can have a prosperity consciousness and be happy even if we don't have any money. It's a state of mind. And remember the law of forgiveness. When you forgive others, the most important thing is first you forgive yourself, because that frees you up to follow your life path without anything restricting you. The earth's going through a rebirthing right now. The tectonic plates are moving everywhere. We've got earthquakes popping off. There are 6 major volcanoes erupting right now all over the world. One in Chile, one in Peru is about to erupt. The smoke's coming out and the earth's rumbling. And I think Indonesia, New Zealand, Japan, Alaska. There's a lot of stuff going on in Alaska right now. The earthquakes are getting worse. They had recently one off the coast of Florida. The buildings were shaking in Miami, and they had to evacuate some of the tall buildings. And one of the buoys sank 200 feet because the ocean pulled out. That's the tectonic plates pulling apart, and the water hasn't rushed in yet to fill it. So it dropped, and then it came back up. So this stuff's going on. But part of it is the earth is moving, our bodies are moving, and it's shaking us up. The world's populations are disenchanted many times where they are, and they're on the move. We have a lot of refugees trying to come here, and a lot of people think we should have open borders. I feel that we should help them heal where they are, give them assistance, whatever they need to back them up, you know, if they need to overthrow their leaders or whatever so they can live in peace. But they are leaving behind their family, their friends, their jobs, the land that they've lived on for generations. They're leaving behind everything, and that has got to be the most stressful thing in the world. They shouldn't have to do that. But, you know, we all have to help one another. But I don't think just letting them come in is the answer. It might be in some cases, but not always, because it's disrupting their life by even allowing them to do that. I've got a lot to talk about today, so I made some notes so I don't forget anything. When we have a geologic shift, and we're about to, because the Earth is tilting on its axis more and more, and we're aligning, some people think Nibiru is coming in, and that's affecting our magnetic field and all that, or whatever. This is a natural cyclic occurrence that happens every so many thousand years, and it's causing a lot of those earthquakes and volcanic eruptions because the plates are moving. And we just need to support each other through all that's coming and remember to love one another and help each other. Remember when we were kids, how much different it was? You could walk on the streets at night, it was safe, and my mother used to send my little brother and I, when we were very small, she'd give us a little money and she needed something from the grocery store. It was three blocks away. So we would walk and we would buy it and come back, and it was totally safe. In summer vacations, I stayed with my grandmother, and I was still pretty small, and we kept our horses at my grandmother's farm. So I'd ride my pony to the store and tie her outside and shop, and then it was a mile or so back, and then I would race the pony back. And I remember one time there was a thunderstorm coming up, and my grandmother said, "No, honey, you can't ride the pony." I said, "No, but you don't know how fast I am." And I was on the pony and gone before she gave me the list, I think. But anyway, I got there and back really fast. One thing we can do to discharge the static electricity bill that we have is to walk barefoot on the ground. And I think probably all of you know this already. Grounding is wonderful. And communicate with your plants. When I'm out in my garden, and I had an area once that it just wasn't doing good. No matter what I planted, it would dehydrate and it wouldn't grow. So I sat down on the ground and I meditated with my plant, and it told me that there was an old burn pile here with previous owners. Too much potassium, you know what that does, even in the human body. It's a diuretic. It pulls the moisture out. So the plant told me to use magnesium sulfate, which is Epsom salt. I put a little out. It was perfect. I have a nice, big, tall fruit tree growing there now. You can wear healing stones that help hold your vibrations and help protect you, or paramagnetic powder. And if you don't know where to get that, talk to Alan. But you can carry that in your pocket, and that can really help. And a healthy diet with plenty of raw fruits and vegetables or lightly cooked vegetables really helps your electrical flow, because it's minerals in a form that the body can assimilate, and it helps you. And all those fruits and vegetables have a frequency. The more minerals in the soil where they were grown, the higher they're going to be. Do not underestimate how much a healthy diet can do for your body. I want us to do an exercise here. I want you to close your eyes, and we're going to put an energy field around our body, and that's a shield. Hold that energy. It's like a golden light on the outside of your auric field, like an egg, like a dome, and it's glistening and shining with the force of the Creator, and it protects you from everything. Only good can come into me through this. I send my energy out with love toward all things, and only love comes back. This energy field I place around all those I love and all those who live in harmony on this planet. See this force field in your mind's eye, and remember to do this every day and reinforce it till it becomes second nature and you just do it automatically. And when you're in a place like shopping, a big store, there's a lot of energy flowing around in there, and you don't want that to attach to you. So put that shield around yourself every time you go in those places. And also remember to practice, you can open your eyes now, remember that random acts of kindness we express toward others, if people would do that and get in the habit of doing that, what a wonderful world it will be. We have to be the change we want in the world, and everything starts right here with us. There are a lot of single elderly people in Franklin, and I have a friend who started a group so they can check on these people, because a lot of them don't have any family. Their kids are far away or abandon them, or they don't have any kids and they're the only one left in their family. And these people are dying from loneliness. It would be wonderful to have a group that networks, and it could be done through the churches to just all coordinate with each other. And you don't have to do it all the time, but take turns doing it and call those people every day and make sure somebody is checking on them. Give them a reason to live. Smile. Laugh. Love. Laughter can raise your vibrations 10,000 times, and it bubbles up through the body. Singing can too. It tones your chakras, it tones your internal organs, and it just makes you healthier. That was on the smile, laugh, love was on a plaque I saw at a friend's house, but it really made me think about it because I've heard that so many times. And then I really sat down and thought about it, and yeah, those are miracle words, all of them. Also, if you will listen to music that is uplifting, that raises your vibrations. Sit in a nice tub of water, put some essential oils in, burn some aromatherapy candles or some essential oils. All of these things raise your vibrations. And a lot of us get caught up, and Alan and I do this, we work insanely hard. I'm 70 and he's 76, and we work harder than the most 20-year-olds. And we don't get a lot of sleep sometimes because we've been moving and back to Hartsong Farm and remodeling there, and it's just been a lot of work. And we've done some moving in the rain and the near freezing rain, and we both got pneumonia from it. But anyway, we're done. We're about done now, so this is good. Remember that the world is not going to be fixed by a certain leader or certain representative being elected. It has to come from within, from all of us. But do not underestimate how much effect one person's voice crying out can change the world. Your actions matter. You're not responsible for what other people do, only for what we do. And we can do all we can to help change their way of thinking, but if you can't, allow it and let it go. Just love them unconditionally. And to say that is one thing. To express it and do it is quite another. And it's difficult. The higher law is written on our spirit. And that higher law is love. If we love unconditionally everybody and everything, there's no need for any other laws, because that takes the place of all of them. Always seek for best and highest good for all concerned in everything that you do. The world is going through a very dark time right now, and not just in the United States. So don't get caught up in all the violence and the turmoil and the chaos. Just know that this too shall pass, and we have to get through it to get to the other side. The highest vibration of all is that pure unconditional love. It's the creative force that triggered all of creation. It heals everything. And if you have an awareness and let that flow into you, all this worldly stuff going on the earth doesn't really matter. Key into that higher creative force and let that fill you every day. You are loved in the invisible realm more than you can know. You are so worthy and so wonderful. The angels around us and our guides just totally love us and want to help us. And remember that, you know, if you're walking in fear, you don't have to. Just be aware of who walks with you. A lot of times when we look back, things that we considered bad were actually good because they brought us to a place of growth so that we can evolve. And good things came out of that. And remember to do that. Always look for the highest of everything, even the things that seem bad. The environmentalists in Australia banned the burning of brush, and they did the same thing in California. Guess what that caused? Massive, massive wildfires that destroyed thousands and thousands of acres and homes, lots of nice homes. Excuse me. Because they were misinformed, they thought they were doing the right thing, but they weren't. This is why we need to do the deeper research. Don't take anything at face value. They used to do small, controlled brush fires, and it would make a burned out area the fire couldn't cross. The Native Americans did the same thing. They controlled it. I had a friend who has a retreat near Cherokee. And I saw something somebody posted on a public forum how they were desecrating the forest and destroying everything there, cutting the trees. But I had just been up there a couple months before and talked to her because they were thinning out the trees because in a normal succession, when they clear cut, the first tree that takes over is poplar. And you have all this little scrubby pine and poplar. And that is not good for the animals because there's nothing for them to eat. I mean, the squirrels eat the poplar buds, but only if there's nothing else. And they need the nut trees. The nut trees had been cut. The oak trees had been cut. Acorn mask is a primary food for deer, squirrels, wild turkeys, everything. So these people were replanting the chestnuts, the hickories, the oak trees. And they were restoring the ecosystem, and I thought, you know, they're spending a lot of money to do this to make the world better. And yet this person who was misinformed thought that they were destroying it, and then they talked about it, so that rumor got out, and I thought that was very bad. A lot of people are put in positions of authority by higher beings to facilitate change. Right now we're on the cusp of big change on the earth. It's time to overthrow the cabal that has been ruling the planet for a long time, the deep state and all that stuff. And I don't like the way some of it's happening, and I know a lot of you in this room don't, but just know that good will come out of it in the end. Send love to all this situation and wait for it to be over. If things get really bad, a lot of times your spirit will leave your body even before death. So there's no pain in death. When Alan was in the military, he flew the Angel helicopters rescuing the wounded soldiers in Vietnam. And he was shot at a lot and crashed two planes and whatever. But anyway, he said once they were there and there had been a bomb that had exploded right on top of a battalion, and those soldiers, the ones that were still alive, were barely still alive, and they were critically wounded. So they're trying to load them on the helicopter, and the man next to him, the other medic, was asking them questions, you know, reading their dog tags and talking to them, and someone else would answer. And he saw that happen several times. So the man went over to do something else. He couldn't understand what was going on. But Alan knew because their spirit had left their body during the explosion. But in the franticness, they came back into the wrong body. So he's in there telling them you have to leave your body so your spirit, your own spirit can come back. And he was trying to sort them out. And the other man came in and said, "What are you doing?" And he had to explain to him. So, you know, that's our out. So don't even fear death. Don't fear pain of death because we can leave our bodies if it gets too bad. I know you feel sometimes like you're trekking through the wilderness, or sometimes you're in the dark night of the soul and in that deep despair. But remember to take the high road. The high road doesn't mean you have to be necessary in the middle. You have the right side, the left side. The high road is the best and highest in every situation. It's the bridge above the swamp where the alligators are, so don't fall off in the pit and get eaten by the alligators. We have to practice discernment in all we do because there's so much going on and so much misinformation and so much contradiction out there. Just stop listening to it and find the answers in here because your own spirit has the answers to everything. It has the solution to everything. Do the deep research to find the truth in all things, but then listen to your own intuition, and the real truth is there. Remember the movie Wag the Dog? How they made a war that wasn't real, and they used it to manipulate the presidential election. You know, the media can sway opinions very easily, and they do it all the time. They can make the worst terrorists look like heroes. Look beyond the superficiality and see the big picture. The truth really is out there, but sometimes we have to dig deep to find it. Hold the vision for the world as you want it to be. Let's all make it the best world we can, and we'll get through this mire eventually. Just don't fall in the swamp. We don't really have time for a meditation. I wanted to do a meditation, but you're going to have to do this one when you get home. And I want you to remember something wonderful that happened in your life, because that will raise your vibrations higher than anything. And hold that energy. And anytime you need to lift up your vibrations, just go back to a moment of bliss and live in that for a minute. And when you get to that state and you feel really blissed out, then I want you to see the earth the way you want it to be, and hold it for at least 90 seconds, because anything you hold for 90 seconds in purity without being distracted from it, you can manifest. Go forth and be blessed in all that you do. Walk in beauty, live in peace, and love one another. Namaste, and take the higher road.